This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We learned today from the Commerce Department that the housing market may be slowing. Housing starts declined in June. Residential building permits also dropped. At the same time, there's a shortage of construction workers and it costs more to build a house. So what does all this data tell us about the housing market? Marketplace's Renata Stego reports.
A decade after the housing market tanked, demand for housing is now fairly strong. Unemployment's low and wages are slowly rising. Susan Wachter teaches real estate and finance at the University of Pennsylvania, and she says that in far-flung suburbs and more rural areas,
there's plenty of land, plenty of housing available.
But in urban centers where there's a concentration of young workers ripe to buy housing, well, there's a problem.
The affordability factor has never been worse in terms of entry-level households.
That's because there just aren't enough homes. Robert Dietz is chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders. The group expects to build 900,000 single-family homes this year, but it estimates the demand for those homes is higher, more like 1.2 million. Dietz says rising material costs due to tariffs and an ongoing labor shortage make it hard to build.
There are limits on how fast the industry can expand.
Still, the National Association of Home Builders' latest survey shows builders' confidence remains strong. Chris Herbert with Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies says builders are looking into long-term solutions, such as apprenticeship programs to train workers and manufacturing technology that reduces material costs. But Herbert says, in the short term,
people who might want to make the transition to owning are going to have to wait longer to do that.
Which means they're going to be spending more time as renters while the housing market stays tight. I'm Renata Seiko for Marketplace.